For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners. Can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt. No extra bills. Just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
What question can we solve for you today? And are you able to help out another mixed listener? It's Text Roulette. It's The Mix, Elizabeth and Radar, and I woke up this morning to some texts y'all were thinking last night. You sent them in to the text line, 414-432-1099. We're going to spin the wheel. It's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty 15. Forever. All right, text number 15. Yesterday, we were talking this time about how a 40-year-old woman's wondering where they can find friends. And this morning...
Looking for friends. Now what are we looking for?
Cutting friends out.
Oh, okay.
What? The question is, okay, what's your advice for this? How do I handle cutting certain friends out of my life because of all the positive changes that I've been making?
All right, mixed family, 414-432-1099. What do you think? They want to cut friends out because they made changes in their life?
Good for them. Yeah. I think it's really powerful that you're showing this growth already on your part. Because you make those positive changes, you probably are seeing that affect other parts of your life.
Ooh,
it's giving
tough.
You more clarity.
Yeah.
How do I handle cutting certain friends out of my life?
You tell them you're going in a different direction in life. Sorry. You know, there's no way you can let them down gently either. Because no matter what you say, like, I'm trying to be more positive, I'm trying to change, they're going to look at you and go, what? Am I bad? Come on. Look
yeah,
in the mirror.
You might have a little bit of hell to pay for that, for sure.
It's going to be tough.
But I think you have to see, do you need to do gradual distance? Or you just kind of slowly start, oh, I'm busy. Oh, I can't. Oh, I missed that message. That type thing. Or is this like a clear boundary that you need to set? And again, be respectful and say, look, you're moving on.
What did you say? Positive changes? Is that?
Yes.
A positive change isn't lying to somebody. Oh, yeah, sorry, I got a thing with a thing with a thing, so we can't hang out.
That is true.
Maybe that you need to be a little more forceful.
Let's go to line number one here. Hi, The Mix.
Can you?
Oh, yeah, hang on.
Hold on. We'll just go right here.
Hi, The Mix. What's your name?
Mama Bear Missy.
Mama Bear Missy, you are live on the radio. So what's your response to this? How do I handle cutting certain friends out of my life because of all the positive changes that I've been making? That's this morning's anonymous text that we got.
If it was me, I would just tell the friends that you want to cut off your life, if they can't accept your positive changes, well, sorry, then this friendship can no longer be valid.
Then you're not positive. Have you ever had to do this before, Mama Bear Missy? Anybody?
Oh, yes.
You have?
Oh, yeah. A couple of times.
How did you do it? Is that basically what you said?
Basically, met with them face to face and told them that. Whoa. And they actually ended up leaving because they thought it was, you know, better off of not continuing with the friendship with the positive things that I was doing because they were still in a hole.
Give you a lot of credit for going face to face and not just texting saying, hey, sorry. You went face to face.
Actually having a face to face friend breakup. And would you say you're better off because of it?
Oh, absolutely.
Really? Nice.
And look, there are some people that are just meant to be a chapter in your book of life. That is it. And what you're holding on to can sometimes hold you back.
Correct.
Did you find these friends were like taking you down that negative road, or did they just kind of support what you have always been saying, or whatever the change you made? Were they kind of supporting it? Why?
What was the change, though? What were you working on? Can we ask?
I was just going through a divorce, and they were nonstop party, 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 and just forget about it. You're fine. Just go in everything. When you go through a divorce, you still have to go through the grieving stages and everything else like that. And so they weren't supporting that when I had said, I don't want to go out and drink and, you know, just randomly hook up with other guys and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And so I took a change, went to counseling, and the counselor brought a lot of things to my attention. And then it kind of just started from there.
That's beautiful. Nicely for you done. To speak so openly about that, because you were at a time, again, when you're grieving, you're vulnerable. And you could go down that other path, but at least you recognize this wasn't going to serve you in any way. And when you're with anyone you're spending your time with, you're spending energy with, take a little check on yourself of how do you feel after those encounters? Do you feel drained or do you feel fulfilled? And if they were just take you down this path of exhaustion and partying and being someone that doesn't align with who you feel you are, get rid of them. But for you to just say it face to face, I give you so much credit. I mean, that's a hard break.
Big
and
time.
Not everyone can do it. And I think you also are showing that support for the mixed listener that sent in the question, how do you handle it? You're saying it wasn't easy, but you did get some help. You worked through a lot of that. And now you're better off on the other side.
I absolutely am, and that's what I teach my kids nowadays, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, you speak right to them. You don't be scared of it. If they don't like it, well, sorry, then they're not your true.
And that's exactly what a texter has said. They can tell them that they don't feel like they still have similarities, so you don't have the same thing in common anymore, and that you want to escape your old life. Start fresh.
And it's not blank slate. It's not blame. It's just truth.
No.
It's your truth. And your real friends will honor your growth and be happy for you. Those that aren't, those are not real friends, and they're going to continue to just drag you down. Well, Mama Bear Busy.
And you never know that they may actually go and do what you are doing, too, to make their life better.
Hello.
Passing on down, maybe.
Influencing your actions and your life can influence those around you. 100%. Thank you, Mama Bear Missy. This is a great advice. Really glad that you called in this morning. And if anybody else has anything they want to say, any advice you want to offer this mixed listener, again, the question this morning for Text Roulette, how do I handle cutting certain people out of my life because of all the positive changes that I've been making? This was really a great conversation. Appreciate the calls and the texts. If you got something else to say, 414-432-1099.
Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Still taking your calls this morning on the text roulette question that came through, which is, how do I handle cutting certain people out of my life because of all the positive changes that I've been making? It's Elizabeth and Radar on The Mix. Wayne, what advice do you have for this Mix listener?
First of all, if you're positive, I think you start to affect the people that are around you positive. Them being a true friend and you being a true friend, you don't just give up on the friendship. You see what it is that you can do to help them become positive or make positive changes in their life.
Ooh,
as well.
Flip it a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't just dump your friend. I mean, and of course, if they're affecting you in a negative way where you're starting to struggle with being positive, then of course you have to cut them out. But give them the opportunity to make some positive change by your example. So let them see you walk in a positive light now. You made some changes. Hey, here's your opportunity to make some changes and get on board too. If you're a true friend, I think that's the best way to go about it. If they can't handle it, so be it. Then you have to cut them out.
That's some words of wisdom, Wayne.
Wayne, that's great advice. Now, I'm going to be a little bit of a devil's advocate here,
what?
Wayne. Okay? All right.
Well, Wayne just said, let's do it.
Hang on. If you're trying to heal yourself, that's a lot to take on to try to heal other people. Like, if you're trying to work through that healing to then help someone else that might be broken or toxic, that can really be a drain. That can be hard.
Wayne, your rebuttal.
Absolutely. But you heal as a community. You heal together. So you open the door and say, hey, look, we're both on this struggle. How about we both make some positive change so that we can grow together?
Accountability.
And be two positive peoples in the end. You still give them that option. Of course, they might not take it, and they might not be on the same page you're on. They might not even be ready for it in their lives. In their lives, they might be satisfied with where they are and not even see that they're so negative.
And then you have to move on, right? Is that what you were saying?
Yep, that's okay. What I'm saying. Then you have to move on.
Then you move on.
Because you could say you tried. You could say that and you put your best effort forward. Okay, are you a motivational speaker? What have you been through in your life? Because this is really excellent advice.
You know, I think from life experiences, and I've had it happen to me before, where I had a great buddy, an awesome golfing buddy, golfed with. He was in a whole different level in his life where he was absolutely on a road of positivity. And he said, hey, look, we're buddies. But right now, you're not positive, man. Everything that comes out of your mouth is negative. Mm-hmm. Either you jump on board and start being positive and see where this thing can go and see where that positivity will lead you, or I got to keep moving.
You get what you give. Stop. Yeah. Right. And is that what you did? Did you make that change?
I absolutely did, man. Started doing more self-awareness and concentrating and focusing on myself.
Yeah. Wayne, this is great.
Because that friendship was important enough to me to make that change.
Okay. Yeah, so that's kind of what you were saying. Hey, it was important enough for me. Now, if it wasn't important, if you would have been like, whatever, I'm going to keep going my way, you guys probably wouldn't have been friends after that.
Right. Yeah. And you probably wasn't true friends in the beginning.
God, oh,
there you go.
Man.
Wow, Wayne.
Wait, you opened my eyes to everything.
Wayne, it's so true, though, what you talked about, being there for the friend and again, giving them that opportunity to say, hey, here's what I'm seeing.
Sure.
It's not working for me. Let's work on this together. And if this Mix listener's in that mindset and can take that on and do that, it might also help them with their healing, too.
Absolutely. And that's how I look at it. I mean, my wife now, Tierra, she's positive about, I mean, she's probably one of the most positive people. I mean, she finds some positivity out of everything in life. Kind of reminds me of my mom.
Yeah.
Just find something positive about, no matter what the situation is, she finds something positive that can come out of it. She views it that way. And I'm glad she has that kind of perspective on life in general. Not everyone has that kind of perspective. And you have to respect that not everyone is on that level in order to be a better person. Sometimes you have to be patient and allow people to grow at their own speed, but not where it costs you.
To be a better person, you got to get on that level.
But
let's go.
Not right. Where it costs you. That's important to say. And like you were talking about that positivity, it's a muscle, really. If you are not flexing that muscle, it's going to get weak. You need to keep working to flex it.
Absolutely.
Wayne, what compelled you to call into the show this morning? I don't know that we've ever talked to you.
No, you've never talked to me. I listen to you guys all the time. I just normally I listen to other people's advices, and I just sit and, you know, what I agree with, I agree with, and what I don't, I don't. But today I just thought about just being positive, because each day I wake up with this new affirmation about positivity. So when the caller or the writer that sent in the letter
the text,
it was just like, yeah, I'm going to call. I'm just going to call. And maybe she can get something out of some things that I've been through, or my opinion, and maybe she won't. But if it is a she or he, but it would definitely do you good when you speak of it. You know, positivity starts with what you think and believe in yourself.
Hope it helps them, but I'll tell you what, it's really been helping me just listening to you,
Wayne,
talk for this few minutes.
Yeah,
Wayne,
absolutely. Wayne, you need to call us again. And we got to give you a nickname. I feel like you're motivational speaker, or is he Positive Wayne?
Positive
what
Wayne.
What do you want your nickname to be, Wayne?
All right, perfect.
Wonderful Wayne, something like that. Yeah, buddy,
right.
It's good stuff.
Well, I like Wonderful Wayne.
Because everything's wonderful. Yeah, you're trying to find the positivity in everything, Wayne. And we really appreciate
Absolutely.
You calling and taking the time to do that.
And to help out somebody else. That's what it's about here on Text Roulette. And we love it. We have such awesome conversations. And there's a lot of people that heard your message right now that maybe didn't even text into the show, but needed to hear it. So
Big
what
time.
A great way to start the morning. Thank you so much, Wayne.
Appreciate
okay, don't be a stranger.
It. Appreciate you guys.
Wonderful Wayne.
Love you guys. Take care, guys.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.